Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It appears that we are back. Now, I didn't expect to be back in this costume anytime soon. Great. What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well and you're strapped in for this special Reddit episode. If you are watching on YouTube, you will see exactly what I'm wearing right now. That's right. I'm back in the wig, the sunnies, and the horrible red lipstick. I'm not gonna lie, I think I've done a worse job even than last time. It's not even close to just being on my lip, like it's all over my chin. I mean, it's truly disgraceful, and that's why I absolutely love it. Guys, the reason I'm wearing this is because I promised you lot that if we hit £5,000 on my charity fundraiser, I'd do one more special extended episode wearing the full Karen costume. And yeah, you guys absolutely smashed it. Over £5,500 raised. Insane stuff. Don't worry, guys. I'm going to get to those final donation shout-outs at the end of this episode. But for now, this is going to be a special one. An extra long episode where you're going to see me wearing this the entire time in the corner of the screen, if not on the entire screen, with three fantastic entitled parent stories to come. Strap in. This is going to be a wild ride. And also, if you are not watching on YouTube and you're on a podcast platform, trust me, you're going to want to jump over to YouTube. This face right here is not one that you want to miss. Link is down in the description. Here we go. You want my dog? Well, I think it's fairly safe to assume that I've lost a couple of friends over this, but it wasn't me that did it. This weekend, a friend of mine asked me to keep an eye on her two kids while she and her hubby went away for the weekend for some couple time. Her mother was initially going to watch the kids, but fell through on short notice. She called me at 3 p.m. on Friday to come over in 3 hours, and my friend knew I probably wasn't doing anything, which was both hurtful and accurate. I said sure. She's got two kids, a girl who is 8 and a boy who is 5. They're good kids for the most part. The boy has a little bit of a snitching problem, and the girl has a sharing problem, but it's 2 days. So, I show up Friday after work while my friend gives me the rundown, and her husband tells the kids he will beat them with their sibling if they're bad. The kids were unimpressed. The parents leave, and it's just me and the kids in the house, and it's immediate pandemonium. The brother snitches on his sister for taking an extra cookie, the sister cries to me that her brother touched her switch, and I make the executive decision that they've got too much energy, and if they're tuckered out, they'll hopefully chill. So, I ask the kids to track down bathing suits because we're going to my gym, which has a pool and a guest policy. I did let Mum know what we were up to before we left, and asked if it was okay if I brought my dog over. He doesn't shed, and is house trained. She said that was fine. Let me just rearrange the wig real quick. Hair. And we'll carry on. Operation Pool was a great success, though the locker room got a bit dicey. There's a whole other story there. Once everyone was appropriately tired, including me, we made a pit stop on the way back to their house to grab my pooch. He's extremely well behaved and loves kids, and both kids were immediately all about the Dexter. And the Dexter was all about the kids. Ground rules. No pulling on his fur, and he goes where he wants. The kids kind of struggle with the notion that a dog is not a toy. I obviously kept him out of places where he wasn't supposed to go, but I'm a grown-up, allegedly. Miraculously, after the swim and chasing the dog around the house, that left the kids too pooped to pop, and both fell asleep watching a Disney film on the TV. After the movie, I woke the kids up to trot off to bed and didn't make them brush their teeth. For the record, the son did indeed yeet me under a bus when Mummy called in the morning. I told the kiddos that if they left their door open, Dexter might sneak in and give them cuddles. I increased the likelihood of this by sleeping on the couch and not leaving him a spot. He expressed his displeasure with me by flouncing off and going into the boys' room to sleep. Great success. Saturday, we went for a hike in the morning, had a nap, and then played ball with the dog, and generally had a pretty chill day. Diffuse the sharing issue by explaining to the girl that the pup has feelings and wants, just like any person, and she can't control him that way. She appeared thoughtful, and then immediately started yelling at her brother for hogging the dog again. At least she wasn't mad at the dog. I successfully heated up the casserole that Mum had left me for dinner, following her carefully laid out instructions, admonished the kids to not give him people food, and was soundly ignored. I did draw the line at a couple morsels from each kid and put my foot down. More than that, and he's gonna get the runs, and nobody wants that. That night, I made sure Sister got a turn by again hogging the couch and also closing the boy's door, since he got a turn already. The girl was smug. The boy made me call his mum. Mum wasn't happy that my dog was in her kids' beds. I reminded her that he doesn't shed and can't smell worse than the kids, and her daughter might burn the house down with us inside if she doesn't get a turn. Mum accepted defeat. Saturday night was again relatively peaceful. Saturday night was again relatively peaceful, though toothbrushing did happen. Normally, I would have a break after reading a little bit and have a drink and, you know, kind of refresh the mouth. I don't even want to put my lips on my drink now. What do I do? We just have to carry on with a dry mouth. I can try, but it's just going to be strawberry lipstick. I honestly don't want to, but I'm going to have to. Yeah, it just tastes of strawberry as well. Does that ruin the lipstick? I don't care. Okay, we'll just leave that there and carry on. Early Sunday morning, I got woken up by having my dog step on my testicles, which is a thing he's really good at, and he was mad at me for not leaving any room. I made room. Apparently, the girl tried to do something he didn't like, and he noped out of there. She wasn't happy about that, but was appeased by my pain enough to go back to bed. This morning was relatively chill. Some more playing with the dog and some team tug of war, and Mum and Dad got back around lunchtime and thanked me for keeping their kids in one piece. The kids said bye to the pup, and there were tears, and I loaded up myself and my dog and went back home to enjoy the relative peace and quiet. Yeah, I wish it ended there. Maybe an hour after we got home, I get a phone call from a very frazzled sounding mum with kids crying in the background. She says, they need my dog now. I'm sorry, what? You don't need a dog, you need my dog? Like, I don't need to come back and visit soon, you just want him? Well, the kids got so attached and they won't stop crying about missing the dog, and her husband don't have time for two kids and a puppy, and more guilt-inducing word vomit that was having precisely zero effect on me. Abso-fluffin-lutely not. Click. Still getting texts about being reasonable and you have time to train a new dog. 48 hours of free babysitting isn't enough? You want my dog too? Not in this lifetime. Now, thankfully, we do have some dog tags. So for those of you watching on YouTube, enjoy this. A cute little pup. However, there is also an update and some clarification. The parents did offer to pay me for my time over the weekend, but the rate for 2 full days of childcare was kind of a lot, and they don't have a lot of disposable income. It was an emergency and I had nothing better to do with my time. I told them not to sweat it. Well, that is very nice of you. My pup is chipped and still sleeping off his big weekend, but he's going nowhere solo and I do have cameras up. I'm gonna sneeze. I'm getting so much hair on my schnoz. Ugh. How do people deal with this haircut, honestly? I also texted my friend's husband asking him what the frick happened and why does his wife want my dog this morning? He replied back with a lot of question marks, genuinely hoping that sanity breaks out and we can move past this. But ain't nobody pup-napping my dog. Also, for those curious about the story of what happened at my gym's locker room, wow, Opie has left a story, which, you know what? Let's do it. Let's get into it. Now, before we do, just want to give my brief thoughts on that story so far. Crazy set of entitled parents, but I'll be honest, my focus at points there was more just on the hair and it not going into my strawberry-lipped mouth. Forgive me if my full attention wasn't on that story. What I will say though is, yeah, crazy parents. The fact of the matter is, this woman has given you 48 hours of free childcare. That is insane. I mean, how much money have you saved there? Hundreds of dollars or pounds or whatever currency it is. But yet you say, no, my children can't just get over the fact that they're gonna miss a dog. Shock, children miss things when they get taken away from them. Who would have known? Instead, we're gonna need you to come back, give us your dog, and leave. Sounds pretty reasonable. Okay then, now for the gym story. This is a family locker room for families. So, to recap, I was placed in possession of a pair of kids, an 8-year-old girl and 5-year-old boy, on turbo short notice over the weekend. On Friday, as soon as the parents left, pandemonium reigned, and I knew I needed to get the energy out of the kids or I'd be dead by Sunday. So, I had them collect bathing suits and we all went to my gym, which has a guest policy and a pool. I got the kids signed in as my guests for the evening, and I asked a bit uncomfortably what the correct thing to do would be, given I was in charge of a boy and a girl. The girl at the front desk laughed a little at me and said that the family locker rooms were down the same hallway as the women's locker rooms. It felt very, very odd walking down the forbidden hallway, but true to her word, there were two big doors. One that said families and one that said women. The boy kid really wanted to wander into the women's locker room, which got vetoed almost immediately. We get in there and there's stools inside for changing. Basically a closet with a changing room door on it. Me being hyper aware that anything going even slightly wrong in relation to someone else's naked child is a very, very bad place for misunderstandings, decided that we'd take turns. The girl would go first, get out of her clothes, change into her suit, and then come and hang with me while her brother did the same. And then, when it was my turn, I best be seeing two pairs of ankles under the door the whole time, or someone's getting left in the locker room hung by their bathing suits. Now, happily enough, nothing went wrong. On our end, anyway. Unfortunately, while the girl was changing, a mum and her son came into the family locker room and looked confused. "Why are you and your son just standing there?" she says. "Oh, I'm just watching the kids and his sister is changing. They're not my children. I figured this was safest for everyone," I say, thinking, "Oh God, no, please, it's Friday." But she rears back in shock, raises her voice and says, and now I have the perfect attire for this, "They're not your children?" Nope, I just borrowed them so their mum could get some alone time with dad. At this point, the little dude is hiding behind me and the clothing rustling from the little girl has stopped. "Mum, I'm just trying to get them changed and into the pool. I can't take a little girl into the men's locker room," I say, thinking that I'm not exactly comfortable in there myself. I can't imagine it would go well with a little girl. "This is a family locker room for families, not for babysitters. And who thought you were mature enough to watch two kids on their own? I'm getting you removed." She then yanks her child out behind her to go and yell at someone at the front desk. I can't lie, this is very itchy now. The boy tugged on my pants and looked up at me. "I think that lady is crazy." I looked down at the little dude and nodded, but made a shush sound and told the girl to get changed pronto. The woman didn't come back in, and the kids didn't wander off while I was getting changed. We had a great time in the pool, and I didn't see the kid or his mum while we were in the pool or after. I don't know what happened. There was a different desk attendant when we left. And there we go. That is the conclusion of that story. I mean, I thought that the original on its own was bad enough. You having to deal with someone literally trying to steal your dog. But during that same weekend, you had to deal with another entitled parent, another Karen. I mean, I know I'm dressed like this, but wow. That sounds terrible. I will say, fair play to getting through at OP. Great set of stories. But yeah, for now, we're going to carry on. What? This honestly feels like more difficult than last time. Has the hair gotten longer or something in the cupboard? It feels, look at this. Why is it so long and so sexy at the same time?
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Now for our next entitled parent story. Entitled mum thinks adults only doesn't apply to her kid at resort pool. Gets removed by staff. My husband and I are currently vacationing at a 5-star hotel. There are two separate pools, one for kids, families, and the Serenity / Quiet one for adults. 21 plus is enforced. Both pools are very clearly marked as such by large signs placed around the perimeters of each. We've been here for a few days and it's been literal paradise. We've not run into many families or kids, and those that we did were exceptionally well behaved and attended to by their parents. Until today. We went to the adult pool and got set up on two chairs. The pool was in front of us and the hot tub was behind us. It was a tad chilly, so we ventured over to the hot tub where we saw a kid, about 7, playing with a load of Star Wars toys on the steps. Call me a Karen, I don't care, but this set me off. We came to this resort specifically because of the two very separate pools with enforced rules. I want to relax. I don't feel like hearing screaming kids on vacation. You know what? I will call you a Karen, but not really. That is actually completely fair. I went over to the attendant stand and asked if the hot tub was for families. And if so, was there an adults-only hot tub that we might be directed to? I knew the answer, I just didn't want to come across as too aggressive. I was told that the hot tub was, indeed, for adults only. So I proceeded to tell both pool attendants that there was a child in the hot tub and I didn't know if his parent was nearby. Guys, both pool attendants were basically like, heck no, and walked very fast over to the hot tub and told a woman who was apparently the mother, the entitled mum, of the child, that it was adults only and they had to leave. The kid was told to get out. Crying and screaming ensued, and he and the mum then just sat on the chairs. But wait, there's more. After about 5 to 10 minutes, they were still sitting on the chairs in the adult area, and again, the attendant came over and informed them that the area was adults only, and they're not even allowed to sit there, even if they're not actively using the hot tub. The entitled mum was fuming. She angrily packed up their stuff, and both were ushered out of the adults area. I suspect they were there because the kids' pool area was super busy and the entitled mum didn't want to deal with other kids and or couldn't score a chair. We tipped the attendants generously on our way out and are already planning our next vacation here. I wish more businesses would realise that not everyone wants to co-mingle with families and their kids. Yeah, you know what? That's completely fair. And I have to say big respect to the hotel and the staff for really enforcing their rules. It's one thing having these rules set up on the website and enticing people like UOP to go there in the knowledge that hopefully at least things will be separated. You'll be able to have your alone time while families and kids can, you know, enjoy themselves in the same place, but in a different location. But actually doing it and being this quick to say, no, this is wrong. You know, we've said all this stuff. We have to enforce it. That's another thing. And that's really good to see. I rate it. And yes, just to be completely 100%, you're definitely not the Karen here. You've paid for this entire experience, which has said that you're going to be separated from kids and families, and you're not having that experience. Of course you're allowed to say, can something be done here? And it duly was. Oh, and you know what? There are actually a couple of interesting edits to this one. The best part is that this particular hotel has kids programming all day, a kids club, and the kids and family pool is actually much bigger and nicer than the adults pool. It also has kids water attractions, like ones you'd see at a splash pad. A huge bucket that spills water, water guns, fountains, bubblers, etc. Why would you not be there? Oh, I know, because the mother is an entitled, selfish jerk who didn't care about her kids' enjoyment or that of the adults around her. And amazingly, another edit too, by the way, I've got to say that makes complete sense and completely explains why the mother was in the area she was in. It happened again today. We were at the adult pool again this morning, and a mother pushing a stroller with another kid in tow tried to sneak in the side entrance of the adult pool area. Not so fast. The same attendant from before stopped them and escorted them out so fast, their heads must have been spinning. The kids' pool is absolute madness right now with it being Mother's Day and there aren't many chairs left, so I'm guessing she thought the rules don't apply to her. This amazing attendant will be getting another generous tip today. That, once again, is amazing to see. And now for our final entitled parent story of this episode. Now this one is a little bit more serious than the others, just word of warning. My mother's husband acts like he has rights to see my daughter. I, a 21-year-old woman, made the decision to cut my stepfather out of my life completely. I also made the choice that he will not be seeing my daughter, period. He was so abusive to me growing up and pretended the abuse didn't happen. He constantly gaslights me. He mentally and emotionally abused me. When I was having mental problems, my stepdad convinced my mother I was lying. He'd call me names and make fun of me for not knowing how to do things that I wasn't taught how to do. He'd tell me how stupid I am. He'd make fun of me for being autistic and bipolar. He would do or say things to purposefully provoke me. He would say, "I wish you would hit me, fight me, what's up?" Thing is, I never challenged him to a fight. I'd defend myself from further injury and he would tell everyone that I hit him, that I started a fight with him. Keep in mind, I was a 5'5", 120-pound girl. He would physically abuse me. He'd punch and slap me in the face, shove me against walls. He'd thrown things at me. He told me that he wishes my attempt succeeded. Oh my goodness me. He would always exclude me from family outings and going out places. I was excluded from everything. I got awards from an art show and he claimed that I was showing off and was angry that I was trying to hang them up inside my bedroom and demanded that instead I throw them away. He was upset because I had awards and my sister didn't. He told me that it's not fair that I'm rubbing those awards in her face because she didn't win any. My sister was his favourite. Anything she wanted, she got. I was stuck with old clothes that didn't fit, while my sister got new books, new makeup, new clothes, new shoes, you name it. She was the golden child I was forgotten about. Every time I had plans with my mother, he'd force her to cancel them so she could go with him. She chose men over me. Now, I had a daughter in February. I love her so much and I want to protect her. My mother asked when I would let him see the baby. I made it clear that wasn't happening. He's angry that I won't let him see her. He said to my mum, if I can't see her, then nobody else can. Oh my god, that is so scary. It's not fair that she's excluding me when I provided food, clothes, and a roof over her head. She owes me. She was a difficult child to raise. Now, I wasn't difficult. I had mental issues that weren't taken seriously or diagnosed. I went through a lot of trauma that my family denied even happening. My stepdad went on Facebook and talked about how I'm excluding him and that I'm an ungrateful brat. He had family reaching out to me to get over the trashy things that he'd done. He'll never see my daughter though. He will never see me again. He is cut out of my life forever. And there we go. Guys, sorry to kind of leave this episode on a sour note. Actually, you know what? We won't. We're going to get into some amazing donations. But yeah, you know, a little bit of a serious one, but you've done absolutely the right thing. The fact that your entire family, though, is just validating everything this man has done to you, it's just, it really is criminal. It really is. It's extremely sad. All I'll say is that it now looks great that you've made a fantastic decision and that you're going to have an amazing life yourself with your daughter. Fair play to you for getting through it. Amazing stuff. And now finally, guys, to end today's episode, as I said, we have hit £5,513. These are going to be the last set of shout outs that I do. Doesn't mean that this is ever going to be closed. The link to donate is still down below in the description. That's the kind of amazing thing about this. You can just donate at any point, really. The marathon's finished now, you know, it's all done, but the money is still going to be going to such an amazing cause, and the utility of that money will always be right at the very top. You know, the money doesn't change, does it, guys? People do, though. People do. So I should be aware. I don't know what I'm saying. What I will say is to all of you lot, thank you ever so much. The generosity has been unbelievable, and still kind of gobsmacked by how much we've raised. Over £5,500. I mean, I'm wearing a Karen costume again. Do you really think I want to be doing this, guys? I mean, maybe I do. Who knows? Who knows? But nonetheless, let's get to it. The final set of shout-outs. Starting with Tails. Hi, Jack. I wanted to donate, so I did. You know what? That's a go out there and get him attitude that I love. I love your videos. Have a good day or night whenever you read this. Well, it's currently about 2 a.m., so yeah, having a great night. Tails, thank you so much for the donation. Jenny says, congratulations on hitting the goal for both the marathon and the fundraiser. Well, thank you very much. I hope you're having a great day, afternoon, night. Peace, hugs, and love. Jenny, likewise. Charles Leach says, I'm amazing. Well, Charles, you're amazing for donating to such an amazing charity. Sydney has met others with Jordan syndrome. They still remember a time that they met a kid with the same variant as Sydney. They were thrilled to find out I live a mostly normal, unaffected life compared to others with it. Well, that's amazing to hear. And once again, that's why I do and have loved fundraising for Kids UK, this charity in general, because there's no discrimination between disabilities. Everything is catered for. It's great to see. And then our final donation. Elliot explains everything. Hi Jack, I'm an 8-year-old and I have my own YouTube channel. I hope to be as popular as you one day. My mummy is disabled and I help take care of her. She watches your videos to help her feel better. We love you. Ah, I mean, wow, what a final donation. Elliot and Elliot's mum, absolute legends, guys. That is such a good donation to end this on. Jeez, getting a little bit emotional. That's the reason I've got the sunnies on. Guys, thank you so much. That's amazing. And Elliot, good luck to you in your YouTube venture. Whatever happens, if you keep enjoying it, keep doing it. That's my advice to you. As I'm shedding hair everywhere. You guys probably don't know this, but I actually had multiple channels that failed. And the thing is, if you do love making videos, you'll just continue making them. And then maybe one day one will succeed and it'll be your full-time job. And then you'll get to wear wigs like me and record at, oh no, it's actually 3:15 in the morning. Maybe I should have stopped a long time ago. But here we are. And guys, there we go. That is going to do it for this one. One of the weirdest videos that I've ever done. In all seriousness though, again, like, to be able to sit here saying that we've raised £5,500 as a community is pretty elite. There are a lot more things that I would do, a lot worse things I would do, I'll be honest, than wearing a little bit of lipstick, some sunglasses and a quite frankly terrible wig to raise £5,500 for such an amazing cause. I am gonna have to get a vacuum, I think, because there is hair everywhere. Can I vacuum at 3 a.m? Probably not. You know, the hair will survive until tomorrow morning. I feel like that's the least that it deserves. Fair play to it. It has been a great wig, and who knows, maybe it will come back. Halloween is incoming in a few months. Oh no. Do you want to see that, guys? Do you? I don't, but maybe it's time. I did say a number of years ago that I would dress up as Karen for Halloween, but I said that there was a like target to be hit, which was never hit. And that's the reason I've never done it. But how about this? How about I do it on this one? I'm going to set a lofty target, right? 5,000 likes. That's a lot, but I want it to be hard to hit. If this video hits 5,000 likes, then Halloween this year, I will do this all again. It's up to you. And by the way, thank you again so, so much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.